This is Chione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, March 14, 2016. Zimbabwe People First, led by Joyce Mujuru, reacts to weekend violence following clashes with suspected ruling party members in Harare. As Transform Zimbabwe Party claims that six of its youth activists were temporarily abducted by suspected ZANU-PF followers Sunday. Some churches in Zimbabwe craft a document specifying democratic principles needed in the country. Women's Affairs Minister Nyasha Chikunya says Zimbabwe is setting up a bank for the empowerment of women. A Zimbabwean with a kidney ailment says he is struggling to access medication due to the current harsh economic environment in the country. In sports, we give you an update on the match-fixing scandal that has gripped Zimbabwe and South Africa. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Today on Live Talk, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about a resurgence of political violence activities in Zimbabwe. Send us your numbers on WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.